Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
2023, another dud. Last year, another dud, but that was a Breslow dud. And this year, another dud. I mean, I don't know how else you can say it. It's a dud this year.
How would you rank the last four? Because I think we agree the last 4 years have been a dud consecutively. Where would you rank them?
I think I'd rank this one number one just based on the expectations. Some of these other years, the Red Sox went into the trade deadline and going for broke maybe wasn't a feasible option. You know, like I'd at least give you the... That to me is, I'm trying to think, like what was 2023? Was that Big Fudge in the, or no, that was 21, because that was Schwarber, Hansel, Robles, and Big Fudge, right? That was what they got in 21. 22 was Hosmer, Tommy Pham, and who was the third one? And they traded Christian Vasquez. And wasn't someone in that Vasquez trade that they got back with, like, Willie Abreu in that trade? Yeah, that's right. Okay, so yeah, that ended up working out okay.
Yeah, that year they also
traded
Kike Hernandez back to the Dodgers.
Okay.
And then brought in Luis Urias.
And Luis Urias, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Kike Hernandez, Okay. I'd say this one is the most disappointing. Last year, I thought was pretty bad, too. Last year, there were 10 games over 500 at one point before the All-Star break. And that was Breslow's first year. So I'd have that second. Chaim Bloom in 22, I would have as third, although that maybe should be higher because that was the year after they went to the ALCS. So I think everyone was hoping they would do more than trade Christian Vasquez and also get Tommy Pham. Like, I think everyone was sort of hoping for that. And then 2023 was, what was 23? I know we just did this, sorry.
Trade away Kike, bring in Luis Urias.
Okay, that was Urias and Kike Hernandez. That was nothing. So, I mean, it was disappointing, but it was kind of a lousy season anyway. So I would say ranking them in terms of disappointment, this year, number one. Last year and 22 would be tied for second, but if I had to pick one or the other, I'd make last year number two. 2022, number three, and 23 would be my fourth most disappointing. That's how I'd rank them in terms of disappointment. But this is a punch in the jewels. It is. Because it's not even so much what the Red Sox didn't do. You could fill a truck with what they didn't do. But you could also fill a truck with what these other teams did do. And we just went down the list. Bradfo and I just went through every single team in the American League, and they all made a ton of moves. Except for Houston. Houston only made like two. But they were big ones. I mean, it's Correa and Sanchez. Like, they made big impact moves. And in some cases, it wasn't even just the volume of moves. It was the fact that they were big, important individual moves here and there. Like the Mariners with Naylor and Suarez. That's exactly what they needed. And they went out and got it. They identified something. They were proactive. They didn't care if they were giving up prospect capital to bring in a couple of rentals. They were ready to do it because they believed in this year and this team this year. And what the Red Sox did displays to me not the kind of belief I was hoping to see. I would have thought that under the instruction from ownership and upper management that Craig Breslow would have been given the green light to go out, and he said they were getting uncomfortably aggressive. No, they weren't. Obviously, they weren't. If by uncomfortably aggressive you mean that you were asking for other teams' best players and it was uncomfortable because you weren't offering enough in return, fine. But that's not what I, you know what I mean? Like, uncomfortably aggressive means we were willing to give up anything to get the guys that we wanted. And when you're willing to do that, you don't come back from the trade deadline at 6:05 or 7 o'clock, whenever it was, and say things like, well, other teams just didn't like our players enough. That's not how that works. All right?
Kind of uncomfortably aggressive?
Really? Uncomfortably aggressive? If you're being uncomfortably aggressive, then usually you can get something done. Other than a, you know, converted starter into relief, swingman, and Dustin May at the back end of your rotation. Okay? If you were being uncomfortably aggressive, then I think you would have come back with a little bit more than this. The Mariners were uncomfortably aggressive going after Suarez and actually getting him. All right? Other teams, Merrill Kelly, like that's a, you know what I mean? Like the Rangers, that was being uncomfortably aggressive. You were not uncomfortably aggressive. You may have asked for other teams' great players and it made it uncomfortable because you were being so aggressive that way, I guess, you know, like a pushy guy on a date, uncomfortably aggressive, like that kind of thing. But that's not what we're looking for. That's not what anyone's ever looking for. And it's definitely not what the Red Sox were looking for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.